Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Daughter who'd never have kids gives birth just weeks after her mother is surrogate for her. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Daughter who thought she'd never have kids gives birth just weeks after her mother is surrogate for daughter. What an unconventional and incredible way to have children. That's what most would say, and that's what Lisa Rutherford felt, too, about having her own mom carry a child for her. This mother who was a surrogate for daughter remarked, "It wasn't conventional, but they ended up with kids at the end." Lisa lives in Michigan, and her daughter Kelsey Pierce is in Minnesota. The two have been communicating recently as they celebrate two new lives. One was planned, and the other was a happy surprise. After believing she would never have kids, Kelsey had her mother act as a surrogate for her only to find out that she was pregnant. On October 1st, 54-year-old Lisa gave birth to her granddaughter, Everly. Kelsey gave birth to Everly's sister, Ava, on November 23rd. Kelsey and her husband Kyle first married in 2016. They had plans to become parents but never envisioned what would end up happening. Their initial plans for parenthood were dashed with disturbing news from the doctor. Kelsey's tubes were blocked and her ovarian reserve was very low. The couple went through a number of processes to alleviate the issue, including in vitro fertilization. "I was like, I will try anything. You give me something and you tell me it would take 5 years off the end of my life? I don't care. I want a baby. I would do anything," Kelsey admitted. "We were just desperate." Within the 3 years of infertility problems, Lisa had pitched the surrogate idea. She was like, "Oh my God, I would so do that for you guys," Kelsey said about her mother. But where we were at mentally, we were like, "You'll never have to do that. This will work. My body's going to respond to the meds eventually. You don't need to put your body through that at this age." Not that we didn't take it seriously, but we didn't think it would ever come to that. Kelsey and Kyle continued with the medical route until being informed that they had exhausted all their options. This took them to a dark place, but there was light at the end of the tunnel. Lisa's offer was still there. In December of 2019, Lisa prepared to have a child at her age, and by February was expecting. Well, good news didn't stop there. Kelsey, checking for pregnancy out of habit, discovered in March that she was pregnant too. "I said, well, maybe this is God's way of letting them have two children," Lisa shared. "Because the odds of her having another one are very, very slim. So I was excited. I was just elated that they could end up having two kids. It's exciting because they wanted kids, and it's been such a long journey. It's exciting seeing how good of parents they are."
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Angry customer flings drink at pregnant fast food worker, but Good Samaritan makes it right. Written by Aaron Brown. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After an angry customer threw a drink at a pregnant fast food worker, a Good Samaritan went out of her way to make it right. Those in the food industry understand the difficulty that comes from working with people. No matter how much you try to accommodate, some are never satisfied and never grateful. And make one mistake, and some people are likely to throw a temper tantrum. This situation took place at a McDonald's in suburban Atlanta. A customer approached the drive-thru window angry, aggressive, and impolite. He threw a drink back at the pregnant fast food worker who handed it to him. Most would find that unthinkable. Yet, he felt justified. And why? The drink was not what he wanted. Brianna was the victim in this incident. She was a pregnant employee just trying to do her job. The customer next in line who witnessed what had happened was Feroza Sayed. She's a real estate broker who spoke of the incident via Facebook after things took place on December 4th. At drive-thru, guy in front of me threw a soda at the woman because it wasn't what he wanted, she posted. She was crying and covered in ice and soda and syrup. It was so obnoxious to me that I couldn't even figure out what was happening, Feroza shared later about the incident. I've never seen anyone behave that way, and I used to work in food services, but especially to do that with everything that's going on was just awful. When Feroza approached the drive-thru, she offered the fast food worker, Brianna, a cash tip and offered to call police. Afterwards, Feroza left to get the man's license plate. Upon her return is when she discovered Brianna was pregnant. If her care for this employee wasn't enough thus far, Feroza had yet another idea. Set up an online registry for Brianna's baby. I thought, let me do something nice for her. When I walked in the first time, she was covered in syrup all over her shoes, pants, and shirt, so I assumed maybe I could raise $300 or $400 to buy her something nice, to get her hair done or something, but by 24 hours later, people had donated $1,700. She's just obviously going crazy with joy. We become friends through this, and it's just insane to see such love and joy and happiness. The new duo spent time together and posted a number of photos to Facebook. On Facebook, Feroza wrote, "When we talk about how to give back to our essential workers who put their lives on the line, feeding, housing, shopping, and providing healthcare for us, remember that anyone can do what I did. A majority of our donations were under $25, $10, and $5. Every bit adds up, and COVID has stressed many of our essential workers to a breaking point." Feroza's act of support for the pregnant fast food worker grew into something greater. Thank God for the good Samaritans around us when we need help. Sometimes we just never know how someone is going to support us, and in the most unexpected of situations. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 17:17.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth, unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.